This is Perth Tonight with Chris Ilsley.
Indeed. Now, someone who's pretty happy about this is the Australian Hotels Association. They've welcomed the federal government's announcement. It's going to provide $36.7 million over the forward estimates in additional funding for Tourism Australia. When they start to talk about stuff like forward estimates and all the rest of it, we get to the point where we say, look, what does it really mean? And Bradley Woods is a man who might be able to help us out, because I'm guessing if you're happy about it, Bradley, you understand it.
That'd be correct, Chris. And what it means for tourism in Australia is that we're going to see more funds spent on marketing Australia as an international tourism destination. And that means the Commonwealth's going to be spending more to achieve more advertising reach and to deliver more tourists for the country.
Now, the fact that you're very enthusiastic about it as the Australian Hotels Association's WA delegate, do you believe that West Australia's going to get a fair shake of the sauce bottle, so to speak?
Well, that's the key thing. We've got to ensure that Tourism Australia, as an ongoing issue, is in touch with what the needs of WA are, and in particular that WA features just as much equally as all the other states and territories. And over the years, we've been critical of Tourism Australia for not being as cognizant of getting tourists to visit via the West Coast or into Perth. And so there's a number of initiatives that we're still looking at and talk to the Commonwealth about in terms of improving that. I think it also comes down to the Tourism Australia Board to ensure that whoever's representing Western Australia has the Australian context in sight, but also understands the issues and the differences between the states and territories. At the end of the day, Tourism Australia is marketing Australia as a whole, not individual states, but it's important to ensure that any tourists that visit Australia know just as much about each and every opportunity there is in various regions.
I was having a think about this, and if my memory doesn't fail me, the last time we saw a really good, solid, concerted marketing of Australia overseas was the Paul Hogan throwing shrimp on the Barbie advertisements, if I'm not mistaken.
Look, I think that one lives in folklore. I think it's fair to say that, yep, it's in the conscience memory.
That means is it was a good one, Bradley. That's the point.
It was, Chris. I think it resonated with Australians really well, and we remember it very well because of an iconic larrikin like Paul Hogan. But fair to say, I think Australia has seen some very good campaigns, maybe not as laconic or as what we would as Australians would remember, but some very good campaigns overseas. The recent Restaurant Australia campaign, where Australia's food and beverage offering to the world has been extremely well received. We've seen some very important and significant outcomes as a result of that campaign overseas, particularly in Europe, in the US and Asia, where we've seen notable increases in international visitors, particularly looking for food and beverage experiences, and it sells Australian produce.
Are you optimistic that we are going to see what they promised? Because let's be honest, politicians make lots of noise and we hear budgets and people talking about all sorts of figures, and this is what it's going to mean for you and this is what it's going to mean for them. Specifically, Bradley, are you confident that this money will be spent and that we will see a concerted and what we might term a good international campaign designed to promote tourism, not only to Australia, but more specifically, being a little bit parochial, here to West Australia?
Yeah, look, being announced in the federal budget is a lot different to just a general policy announcement. This is cast in stone. This is, unless the Senate reject the budget, unless the Senate block the measures that the government has proposed, which is always possible, and we will certainly be talking to the crossbenchers around some of these issues if there is concern, but unless that happens, there is a guaranteed increase in the budget for Tourism Australia. And Chris, one of the other incentives announced tonight in the budget is an immediate tax benefit for small business. There's a reduction in the threshold tax for small business down to 28%. And also, there's an immediate $20,000 capital expense write-off that'll mean instead of a business who purchases new equipment, electronics or refrigeration, say in hospitality, having to amortise that and claim that as a tax reduction over a five-year period, they can claim it as a one-off immediate tax reduction in the current fiscal period. And what that will do is provide businesses with a substantial improvement in cash flow, but also stimulate demand in the economy for the companies that supply goods and services to any small business.
One thing I see critical about that, Bradley, especially in the area of technology, being able to write equipment off very quickly means that people can update it. And one of the great problems that many businesses run to with technology is the fact that the technology becomes outdated very quickly. It's not like, for example, a fridge, which if you had a really good refrigeration mechanic, they could probably keep the thing running for 10, 15, possibly even 20 years.
Yep.
When you're talking about especially IT-related technology, that's not an option. And so, therefore, being able to write the equipment off over a very, very short space of time, I see that as being advantageous for the business, but also advantageous for those who supply the technology.
Yeah, look, it is advantageous exactly for the reasons you've just indicated, that technology, particularly in IT, outdates itself very quickly. For a business to have to hold on to it for 3 or 4 or 5 years unnecessarily is an adverse scenario. Being able to write it off in 1 year, or in particular claim the expense in 1 year, means that businesses have a lot faster opportunity to upgrade and improve that technology. Look, we're talking, it could be PCs, it can be proprietary IT technology. In your business of radio, it means that some of those old desks you've got there might see some improvements to them.
Mate, we've got it all sussed out here. These are so old. They've got antique value. And Matt Donnelly from Antiques and Auctions here in Perth reckons we'll get millions for them, mate.
You may well do. And I think it's fair to say you've got some of the oldest radio broadcast equipment in the country in terms of studios, and you're doing well to manage it.
Yeah, see, that's where it comes down to some crusty old technician who can keep the things running. Well, it's like I was talking about some of that refrigeration stuff. I mean, the old refrigeration days, you get a competent refrigeration mechanic, they'll keep it running. IT's a totally different thing.
It is. And look, the other thing the government announced tonight is that things like mobile phones or laptops or iPads will be able to be fully exempt from fringe benefits tax now as well. So small business people who have purchased those items in the past have been allowed to have maybe one or two items, but then they've been taxed to fringe benefit. Now that'll be exempt. So I think what we've seen tonight is a real shift in the government's focus on stimulating small business. This is really good for small country pubs, restaurants, small bars, smaller hotels and taverns. And across the board, it doesn't matter if you're supplying furniture or carpet or refrigeration equipment or IT technology, the demand for new products and equipment is going to go through the roof over the next 12 months. And of course, that stimulates jobs.
Probably going to upset a few people. I'm going to mention the P word. Are we still disadvantaged in West Australia because pubs and clubs can't have pokies?
Look, there is certainly a difference in our revenue capacity, but what we've done is we've become very, very good at food and beverage and accommodation. We lead Australia in terms of our food and beverage offering, and quite often I see hoteliers, bar owners from over east coming over to look at what we're doing. Look, I think at the end of the day, reality for us is that Crown Casino has a lifetime monopoly on poker machines. It's not as simple as the government switching a saying yes. It's about, you know, Crown and the Packer Corporation have that lifetime monopoly ownership, and that's legislated forever and a day, and it's not as simple as just changing that because it can't be changed. If government and Crown made a decision to do something differently, well, that might change, but I can't see that happening in the short term or in the medium term either.
No, the reason why I was asking that question, of course, is because the issues facing the hospitality industry here in WA, because of that, I mean, yes, certainly the positives that we know that West Australia does not have anywhere near the problem gamblers that exist in the eastern states, but the reason for that question is, of course, it creates a completely different playing field for your members here in this state, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, I think I could speak on behalf of nearly every pub and tavern in the state or club and say if they were given the opportunity to implement a moderate number of gaming machines, they'd jump at it, and it would certainly provide, you know, a range of new entertainment and revenue for those businesses. But the reality of that happening and the reality of seeing it occur are two different things, and we have to be realistic about what our business is and focus on what we're good at, and that is food, beverage, entertainment and accommodation. And that's what we're renowned for, and we're seeing it become better and better in WA. And I think that's where excellence is going to continue to drive. And that's why people keep visiting WA and visiting Australia and coming over here, because they're hearing the great stories about what we're offering in terms of the food and beverage offering.
And you're hoping that some of the government money will actually allow the state to promote itself in that way.
Correct. And I think, look, Andrew Robb, the Federal Minister for Trade, has done an enormous amount of work in terms of improving trade agreements around the world, in terms of we're going to see improvements in visitation, visas, tourism from that perspective. There's new investment in travel and tourism promotion. The announcements tonight by Joe Hockey around the taxation incentives for small business are going to be very good for our economy, very good for hospitality. And we think it's delivered and ticked a number of excellent boxes.
All right. Thank you very much for talking to us.
You're welcome, Chris. Cheers, then.
Well, there's one group that seemed to be pretty pleased with the federal budget. Bradley Woods, who's the Chief Executive Officer of the Australian Hotels Association.